Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministry Program. This is Dan with my wonderful wife and very best friend, Reverend Sheila Crawford, whose calling in life is to stir you up to study His Word.
Indeed it is, and we're moving right along in Revelation, and tonight we begin chapter 4, who we like to call the rapture chapter. But it's, oh, so much more. Let's pray.
Abba, Father, we thank you for bestowing upon your New Testament believers the right to be called sons of God. And we know that when we are snatched up, we will see Jesus as he is, and we will be like him. Your salvation is our greatest gift, and we know that no one can take us out of your right hand. Bless all the listeners tonight. Keep our burdens light. But whatever our affliction be, we offer it up to you as our sacrifice with complete trust, knowing we will soon be with you in glory. Please keep pulling on the heartstrings of our loved ones. And may tonight's study be a sweet sound to your ears. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. So, tonight at sundown ended the Feast of Purim,
which is not one of the seven major feasts.
Correct. The seven major feasts detail the two comings of Christ, his death and resurrection, and then after 2,000 years, his coming as king to set up his kingdom. Hanukkah, although hidden to most, is his incarnation. But the majority do rather celebrate the victory over Antiochus Epiphanes, a type of the Antichrist, and the wonder of the temple's small amount of oil miraculously lasting 8 days. Now Purim is the victory of their deliverance over another evil enemy named Haman.
Also a type of the Antichrist.
For sure.
Okay, any news worth discussing?
Well, Ohio has been dealing with some major disasters lately.
Mm-hmm.
Just last week, a metal fabrication plant exploded in Cleveland, unleashing fine particles of nitrogen and propane byproducts. And last month, explosions occurred at the Cleveland Cliffs boiler in Warren. And 2 days after that, there were reports of a fire and explosion at a manufacturing company in Oakwood. And we all know about the infamous train derailment in East Palestine. And by the way, 4 other train derailments have happened since October, the latest being last Saturday in Springfield.
Some suspect foul play.
We can only wonder.
Any news about Israel?
There are those on the left who are protesting against what most feel is the much-needed judicial reforms Netanyahu wants to implement.
The typical left versus the right.
Yep. And what is more important is that the Pentagon says that Iran can make fissile material for a nuke in 12 days when they choose to do so. Israel says that won't happen, and Iran knows it. So they are seeking Russian air defenses to thwart any possible air attack from Israel. So this week, Israeli and U.S. meetings are going on to include the Mossad,
which is Israel's CIA.
We do know Iran, also known as Persia, will not nuke Israel yet.
Until the tribulation.
And then God will intervene.
And you can read all about it in Ezekiel 38 and 39.
And some good news. We see our new Congress is making some strides against the woke Dems.
Yeah, there's many hearings going on.
Yeah, and we hope it's more than just talk, but more subpoenas are going out. However, it will be a while before any arrests are made.
As in Dr. Fauci.
Oh, he is a very evil man, and his cohorts. So last night, Tucker Carlson, and by the way, you can find this on YouTube already, began a series of January 6 surveillance tapes, now unclassified, that paints a different scenario as to what really happened, proving many lies committed by the Dems at their televised hearings not so long ago.
Hmm. Okay, if you have any questions or comments, please email us to Sheila@shofarministries.net or just call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Love offerings are greatly appreciated. And as well, we're looking for a used car, should anyone care to donate. And it is tax deductible for when, God willing, I can soon return to work. You can also subscribe and donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all our past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Okay, so let's begin tonight's study by reminding you that in the opening chapter of this great book, we read about John's vision of Jesus, as we too will one day see him. And in verse 3, don't forget about that special blessing to anyone who studies this book. And also gives John the three themes of the book in verse 19.
To write what he just saw,
which was the vision of Jesus.
The things that are now.
The church age, chapters 2 and 3, that we have covered extensively.
And the things which will come after.
Well, after what?
After the church leaves.
Yes. And that's where we are tonight, Revelation 4. We leave in Revelation 4, and in chapter 19, we return as his wife. Okay, let's look at the first two verses of chapter 4, which will happen immediately at the end of the church age.
After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat at the throne, on the throne.
And I must point out that John was also in the Spirit in the day of the Lord when he had his vision of Christ in chapter 1. When he also heard the voice of a trumpet, and at that time, as well, as we're going to hear one day soon. Anyway, the words, after these things, is a huge clue as to the timing, because this is a Greek expression, metatata, meaning immediately next.
So, after these things means immediately after the church age.
Right. Because there is an end to the church age. And it says, behold a door. Now that word for door is number 2374 in the Greek. It's thera, meaning like a gate. Thera is actually used here to denote more of a portal opening up into heaven. And we know that all of heaven is the real temple of God.
And it's also parallel in Isaiah 26.
It does, for it says in verse 2 that the gates are open for the righteous to enter. This is the Old Testament. So in Hebrew, the word for gate is 8179, shahar, and it just means an opening. And what feast is that phrase an idiom for?
Rosh Hashanah, or Feast of Trumpets.
Yep, another clue. And while we are on the subject, what feast has an idiom for the gates are closed?
Yom Kippur, or Day of Atonement.
Which is one reason we believe Jesus Christ will return after the tribulation on a Yom Kippur, because the gates are then closed.
That's Hebrew root 101.
So it's not at all a surprise that John heard the voice of a trumpet, because both 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 1 Corinthians 15:52 says there will be the loud shout of a trumpet, which is the Jewish custom of how the bridegroom shouts that he's there to pick up his betrothed bride and take her to his father's house.
Fits like a hand in a glove.
Well, everything does. It's like finding treasure.
You just gotta dig.
Mm-hmm. So, what is the trumpet shouting?
Come up here and I will show you what happens next.
In other words, as soon as we are called up, in the twinkling of an eye, Jesus, who is a type of the bride, was in the presence of God who sat on his throne. By the way, not all end time details are in any one book. End time prophecy is a connect the dots vocation. An example is we know from other scriptures it will be Jesus who meets us in the air first and presents his bride to his father. And it's in the Old Testament too, like Daniel 7.
And Ezekiel 1 visits the throne room in the Old Testament.
Yes, as well as many other similarities to the book of Revelation. For as we know, the New Testament is in the Old Testament contained, and the Old Testament is in the New Testament explained.
Very much so.
So I think we should take a side road here, and let's look at Daniel's vision in chapter 7.
Well, you know, that's also an apocalyptic book. I knew I was going to mess it up. I did too.
Which simply means the visions described can often take a leap forward or backwards. You know, sort of like, oh, by the way, thought. And we'll see that often in Revelation. So let's read Daniel 7, verses 3-4. And you'll see what I mean as Daniel writes about his vision of the throne room. Verse 9.
I watched till thrones were put in place.
Now we'll see in Revelation 4, there are 24 thrones.
And the Ancient of Days was seated.
Now anytime you see the words Ancient of Days, always refers to the Father.
His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth before him. 1,000 thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him.
Okay, so these are obviously angels, and some of them are of his divine counsel that we have previously studied.
The court was seated, and the books were opened.
Okay, this is for the Bema judgment of the righteous when Jesus presents us to his Father. But now, a scene change, and this is where the apocalyptic comes in. In verses 11 and 12, it's a parenthetical segment. You know, as in, oh, by the way, after the tribulation, the beast on earth is destroyed. It's kind of like two theaters going on side by side. So knowing that, let's read verses 11 and 12 of Daniel 7.
I watched then because of the sound of the pompous words which the horn, the Antichrist, was speaking. I watched till the beast was slain and its body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As for the rest of the beast,
for the other unrighteous earth dwellers,
they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for season and a time.
For 1,000 years until the great white throne judgment of Revelation 20. And then Daniel looks again, and now it's back to the end of verse 10. So therefore, we need to just pick it up in verse 13.
I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven.
Now, you know, the bride is referred to as clouds on occasion, and here it certainly is.
He,
or Yeshua,
came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him,
to Yeshua,
was given dominion and glory and a kingdom.
Now, this is the scroll of Revelation 5 that we'll get to eventually, but it's the title deed to the earth.
That all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom which shall not be destroyed.
So that's a good example of apocalyptic writing, as well as our being presented to the Father by Jesus. Okay, back to Revelation 4, where we left off, with John seeing God sitting on his throne. So, honey, please continue in verses 3 and 4.
And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardis stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads.
Okay, first off, jasper was transparent, similar to a diamond, but with flares of various shades of light green, which is the stone for the tribe of Benjamin on the high priest's breastplate. Now, sardis is like our red ruby, speaks of sacrifice.
The stone for the tribe of Reuben.
And going back to the Old Testament, Exodus 28, verses 17 through 20, names these stones on the breastplate of the high priest as the first and last stones. Therefore, encompasses all of the 12 tribes. Now, the rainbow is the sign of our covenant, and this one has the appearance of emerald. And the emerald stone was for Judah, and Jesus was the lion from the tribe of Judah.
So many details, each with its own meaning.
And we're just scratching the surface. There are many more layers.
Okay, next is the 24 thrones.
Well, we know Solomon was very organized, having many divisions for the people, and much of it seems to include the number 24. Example, 24 military divisions.
Each with 24,000 men.
24 courses of temple priests. 24 districts with 24 governors. And you can read this in First Chronicles.
So, 24 is a leadership number.
And there are 12 apostles and 12 tribes, which equals 24. So, not surprising we see this division around the throne, especially since Solomon's temple was a type of heaven, according to the book of Hebrews.
Numbers have meanings, too.
Oh, especially seven, which Revelation is loaded with. And there is a complementary scripture in Matthew 19. Honey, could you read verse 28 of Matthew 19?
So Jesus said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel."
Obviously, this represents the redeemed with their rewarded crowns of royalty. Again, that's Stephanos, that is received soon after the resurrection. You know, there's only two words for crowns. The other is diadems, and that's crowns for kings. And by the way, there are elders in both Old Testament, we see that in Numbers 11:16, and the New Testament as well, and does represent some kind of governing body. Now, 1 Corinthians 6 says we will even judge angels and the world. Again, this all occurs at the great white throne judgment of the unrighteous. As to how severe their punishment will be, according to their deeds, and so says Scripture, as in Revelation 20, 2 Timothy 4:14, Proverbs 24:12, and I think we should read 2 Corinthians 11:15 as Paul is speaking about Satan.
Therefore, it is no great thing that his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works.
Right. And one more, Matthew 23:14 says,
"Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' house, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore, you will receive greater condemnation."
So that's why we will be judges to decide what depth of hell they should receive.
Sounds like we'll be pretty busy.
I'd say so, but we'll be full of energy. Please continue John's experience of the throne room in Revelation 4. Now we're in verse 5.
And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Lightning and thundering represent the power of God. The Greek word for voices is phoné, and here it means very loud tones. Seems like the heavenly beings were exuberant that John was there.
That's how they will be when we arrive.
Mm-hmm. Remember, God is showing John what will happen at the rapture. He is a type of the bride whom Jesus loved. That's why he singled out John as the one he loved, and that word is agape, which is the highest form of love. Not because he loved the others less, but because John represented his soon-to-be wife. You know, all our trials, poof, gone in the wind. My belly's feeling those butterflies already. It's very exciting.
For sure. So, moving on to the seven lamps of fire.
Well, we saw in Revelation 1:20 that it represents the sevenfold Holy Spirit-filled church. So, let's read Isaiah 11, verses 1 and 2.
A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
The branch is Jesus who bears his fruit. That's us. And it's up to us to increase his fruit. And how do we do that? Well, you increase your faith by his word, which will increase your power to evangelize. As well, the ancient rabbis taught that the study of God's word is the highest form of worship. So if you really like to sing, sing the word, the Psalms, etc. And next week we have a lot to talk about surrounding verses 6, 7, and 8. And I don't really have enough time to read it, but I would like you to please read it on your own and then study it and see if you can find some gold nuggets. And then next week, we will glean it together. So, again, please read Revelation 4, at least 6, 7, and 8, and we'll talk about it next time. So, one thing is for sure, Jesus is coming. He said he would, he promised he would, and I believe that he will. So let me ask you, where is your soul? Is Yeshua Lord over your life? Will you escape the awful tribulation that's soon coming? The signs are here. All you have to do is say just a meaningful prayer. Repent of all your sins and invite him inside your heart. And you know what? You're going to be set free. You're going to be set free from that bondage that sin holds you to. And then just let him speak to your soul. And he does that through his word. Just read the word, let him speak to you, and let him rule over any addictions instead of the God of this world. Because if you don't know Jesus, the enemy has been guiding your life and keeping you trapped, whether you are conscious of that fact or not. The demons are victors when Jesus isn't ruling your life, because then Satan is. There is no in-between. And to those of you who are saved but lukewarm, wake up and get your act together now. Store those treasures so not to lose any rewards. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Till next time.
thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.